Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King. Join us as we discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Hosted by Michael King, a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and author of Contracting with the King. This hour is brought to you by HomeTalk.Expert. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.Expert. That's HomeTalk.Expert. We invite you to listen at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, HomeTalk.Expert proudly presents the number one home improvement radio program in the country with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
That's right, let the good times roll right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I am the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the originator. Not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitutions, man. I have a great guest, a great announcement. I sure hope you just stay tuned. We have some exciting information we're going to share for you. And but before we, it's just kind of hard right now. I'm so excited. But before we get to our guests and we talk about this breaking news that's going to shake the home improvement industry forever, please don't forget we are streaming live on the World Wide Web. All right, here we go. The great announcement that starting next week, we're going to have a little segment of the show that we're going to dedicate to all the inventors right here in America. And Miss Rita Crompton, she is known in the home improvement circles as the inventor lady. She is going to kind of, co-host a little bit of the show, and but it's going to be a weekly part of Home Talk USA where we're going to put a big shine on all these great inventors and entrepreneurs. And matter of fact, she's on the line right now. I'm excited. Miss Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself, welcome to Home Talk USA. How you doing, Miss Rita?
I am fine. How are you? It is so good to visit with you.
Oh, great. You know, Rita, for years and years, we've been bringing our radio program to all of the trade shows, and the majority of the trade shows that we do attend, that's where I first met you. They call you the inventor lady. Now, explain a little bit about who are you, a little bit about what you do, and what we can expect starting next week with the Invent America show that you're going to help me put together.
Okie dokie. Well, I am really excited about this opportunity. I have been helping inventors for about 15 years now. And yeah, I got my name, the Inventor Lady, because I was downtown at the, you know, Chamber of Commerce one day, and a guy goes, "I know you, you're that Inventor Lady." And it's like, it works for me, and InventorLady.com was available. So that became my brand. Everybody knows Inventor Lady. They, you know, want to go to the National Hardware Show, they Google Inventor Lady, and all the details are there, and it's so funny. But one of the things you know, that I've learned, Michael, over the years is that as a licensing agent, which means I help inventors license or, you know, for a better description, rent their intellectual property to somebody else, a big company that's going to make it, sell it, and send us a check. If I could help sooner rather than later, all right, we would have a better chance of getting the products into the marketplace because I don't get paid until my inventor gets paid. We share in the royalties. But sometimes they would come to me and they would make these horrible mistakes that you just can't unravel. And so we became very involved with the United Inventors Association, which is, you know, the national organization, with the same idea, is that we could help inventors who have an idea, all right, and say, oh, I've got this cool idea, but I don't know what to do with it. We could help them at a much lower cost and at a much greater success rate if we walk them through the steps systematically.
So basically what you do is you find, either they find you, you find them these entrepreneurs, inventors that have these great ideas, and you pretty much walk them through the step-by-step, whatever it takes, eliminating all the past mistakes so they can take their product to market. That's pretty much it right there?
Yeah. I mean, what we're looking to do is to be able to get them through the process. And inventing is a little bit different because you make business decisions based on the information you got at the last step. So it's not like you say, all right, my goal is to get into all of the Home Depots, but I have to make business decisions as we go along. And, you know, because inventing, it's a different animal. It's not like saying, I'm going to open a new pizza shop. It is a growth process, and inventors would make mistakes early on that were very difficult for us to unravel. And sometimes they had a really great product. I mean, your audience are our perfect inventors because the best inventions we see are the ones that somebody came up with at home, in the yard, in the, you know, their shop someplace, and something breaks. The ranchers, the farmers, the guys on boats, you know, they're the ones that something breaks and they have to be able to fix it right now or the boat sinks. You know, the crop doesn't get harvested because the tractor's not working. And they'll come to me and they'll say, oh, while I was out in the field, or oh, while I was doing this, while I was, before this car fell on me, I figured out a way to keep it propped up. Those are our best inventors.
Now,
they have hard ideas.
Now, I need to tell my audience, this segment that we're going to do is pretty much going to be the third hour of Home Talk each week, where we're going to designate pretty much the whole hour to all these inventors to get them exposure. Now, I also got to tell my audience, this is not an infomercial. None of these entrepreneurs are going to be charged to be on this radio program. That's not what we do here. We're about education information, but, well, with a partnership with you, all the inventors, I think it's going to be a great winning format because now we're going to give a platform to all of these great, great future companies or inventors, right?
Right. We've got two things that we're going to be working to accomplish with this. One is, you know, the rough numbers that are on the USPTO deep down in their databases, and USPTO is the United States Patent and Trademark Office, is that there's about 10 million wannabe inventors out there, people who have, you know, that aha moment, they've come up with something new, and they don't know what to do with it. And so we want to provide them with the steps so that we're able to kind of mentor them, protect them, and say, okay, here's what's next. Here's the information. And with the idea then that as they're going through these stages, different companies, all right, that could be potential licensee or resellers of this product are paying attention and they see what's coming. And they're going, we want some of that in our store. We want to get, or your audience out there saying, I want one of those. And they go down to their local Ace store and say, hey, this is coming. We want you to get it. So all of your listeners have a role in what we're trying to do.
Well, Rita, we got to take a sharp break. I got to step away just for a minute. Got to pay some bills here. Got to keep Home Talk on the air. Our guest today is Miss Rita Crompton. She's known as the Inventor Lady, and we're talking about a new segment that we're going to be introducing next week called the Invent America Show. That's right. It's going to be inside of Home Talk USA, where we're going to be talking to some exciting future inventors. All right, this is Home Talk USA with the Cajun contractor Michael King. I'll be right back.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast acting all organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King.
Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like HomeTalk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
That's right, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web. It's Home Talk USA. Don't forget, that's right, we're starting season four of our television show at HomeTalkTV.com. We just loaded up our 61st episode, so check it out, HomeTalkTV.com. And obviously all the information about this show, my radio program, my TV program, all my great partners of Home Talk, you can go to HomeTalkUSA.com. My guest today is Miss Rita Crompton. She is called the Inventor Lady. And we're talking about a new segment of Home Talk that's going to begin next week in the third hour, where each week we're going to focus on inventors and their products. And Miss Rita is going to kind of help co-host this to get it started, and we should hope you, my audience, really enjoy the future products and technology that the show will educate you on. Now, let's face it, your home is going to be your biggest investment, so you might as well get the information. Ms. Rita, before the break, though, you was explaining a little bit about what my audience can expect from you. And now, where are you going to be pulling your inventors from? Where are you going to be getting, obviously you're going to get some from the show, but where is these potential guests going to come from?
Well, I've had a lot of experience with my inventors at the National Hardware Show. And just to plug, we are going to the National Hardware Show. So if you've got a listener out there who thinks they should be there, they need to get on my website and get a hold of me. However, all right, we've met lots of inventors there. I know inventors from Florida to Washington State and California to New York. So what we're looking at doing is having a topic, all right, and then having in a couple of inventors that have issues with that topic, so that it's got some for a structure to yeah. then each show. And that's what we're kind of, and then somebody on that's an expert in being able to answer that question. So the people that are in different stages can say, oh, I want to listen to this. Oh, I know this. I could participate. The topics will be posted about a month out on my website for the Invent America. And so people can go and say, oh, I've got experience with that. Oh, I want to participate. Yeah. Or, gee, I should listen to the show because I need to know these things coming up. So we want it to be a real structured information place where people can go in kind of that safe, free environment where they can listen to the show. They can get, if they wanted to join a group, they can get plugged into a group free. And then they would be able to interact with other inventors and with myself and other experts to answer their questions. But the idea is that it's always, whether it's, you know, it's on the Home Talk segment or on one of the groups that we're promoting, it's always free for the inventor to go and gather good information on making the right next decision.
And that website, your website, and I'm going to say it again because I know people out there right now trying to write it down, is InventorLady.com, InventorLady.com. Now, that's your website right now,
right? Yep, that's the website.
And that's where most of the information, the upcoming guests, what we're going to be talking about, all the information is going to be right there, InventorLady.com. And obviously we're going to put it on our website at HomeTalkUSA.com, right?
Correct. And we will be putting it out on Facebook, LinkedIn, into all the groups that we are part of. And all of the different inventor groups are going to be promoting it so that we'll be able to have inventors at all different stages across America participating. And then the United Inventors Association, the national organization, will be promoting it as well.
Now, it's going to be, again, what you're going to have like three different guests an hour, something like that, that what my audience can expect, maybe four, three? How's that going to work?
Well, My guru in all of this, you, I'm taking my lead from you. And so, you know, you get to tell me, Rita, this is how we're going to do this because I know this is how it works out best. And I appreciate that very, very much. You've had a very successful show over the years, and I want to follow your lead in this.
Well,
and what we want to do then is have three segments, just like you did in your show, and our thinking, and some of this may adjust based on, you know, topics that come up and resources of something we want to share with our audience. But in the beginning, you never heard that before, we will do then a beginning inventor who's just having trouble with something, a seasoned inventor who's dealt with the issue, and then an expert, maybe a service provider, who can help answer questions.
I hate to put you on the spot. Do we have any inventors line up for next week?
Well, yes, we do.
let's announce them if you have them right there in front of you.
Well, the first one, the topic that we are looking at is really, how do I get started? All right, what am I going to do? So I've got a couple of seasoned inventors lined up. George Peters out of the Boston area, his product is in the White House. He was chosen to be the representing Massachusetts when they did Invent America at the White House a couple of years ago. And so his product is there. He's had three other products in the marketplace. So he's a good one for us to ask some questions as far as what do you be careful of? How do you get started in this? His big one was always money. So, you know, that is the biggest challenge for independent inventors. So that's one of the focus things we're going to look at in that first show is, you know, what do you look at? What is the kind of that timetable? Where should you go then for scheduling things out on the things, the checklist that you would do? And then on the next one that we're going to do is we're going to look at then some a couple of the inventors. It's like, all right, I didn't do a search. Why did that get me into trouble? Because we always say the first thing you pay for is a professional independent search. Well, why is it a conflict of interest for the attorney to do that?
Yep.
So being able to talk to then some inventors about how to be careful. You want to be the framer of the conversation. The attorney is not your partner, your billable time. Well, how do we guide you through those steps? Yep. How do you be careful when you're dealing with then an engineer? And I don't mean being careful as being, you know, how do you ask the right questions?
Yeah. Well,
and so we want you to be in charge as the inventor and the one paying the bills. We want you to be able to know how to ask the right questions without having to read a 500-page book.
Well, it sounds like we got a great show planned for next week. I'm excited. Give us that website again. It's inventorlady.com, right, Rita?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, we sure hope you stay tuned next week. We're going to have the Inventor Lady on. We're going to be interviewing some of the top inventors out there. Educate you. If you have a product and you want to get it to market, that's going to be the segment you want to listen to. All right. We're going to take a short break. We're going to have another guest, another topic right here on Home Talk USA. Yay! Y'all come back now. You hear?
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
USA Radio News.
Russian forces launched new strikes on Ukrainian cities as Kremlin orchestrated votes took place in occupied regions, creating a pretext for their annexation by Moscow. The U.S. and other countries are calling it a sham election. Hundreds of people were arrested in Russia, meantime, for trying to protest a mobilization order that commits more troops to the fight in Ukraine. The latest Russian shelling killed at least 3 people and 19 were wounded. A state of emergency has been declared for 24 Florida counties as Tropical Storm Ian is getting stronger over the Caribbean. It also prompted NASA to again delay the launch of its Artemis 1 rocket. Fiona making an impact in Atlantic Canada. The Canadian Hurricane Center tweeted early Saturday that Fiona has the lowest pressure recorded ever for a storm making landfall in that country. More at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Hey, welcome! Welcome back! Another guest, another topic, right here on Home Talk USA. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. We also invite all of you to check out our television show at HomeTalkTV.com. That's HomeTalkTV.com. We have about 61 episodes online ready for you to watch. So you can always, basically, it's the television version of our radio show where you can actually see, touch, and feel the technology. So check it out, HomeTalkTV.com. All right, we're going to start this segment with our buddy. It's been a while since he's been on the show. His name is Rick Connor. The company is called Masonry Cosmetics. We're going to be talking about this brick staining or dye technology that they proprietary technology they have down there. Ordinarily, it would be either Don Foster or Miss Peggy Foster, but they couldn't be with us today. So the CEO, the chairman of the board, Mr. Rick Connor, is our guest. Hey, Mr. Rick, how you doing, my buddy?
I'm doing well. I hope you are, too.
So COVID's kind of taking a toll with you guys down there, huh?
Yeah, it jumped up out of nowhere. I thought it was on its way out, but they went to something somewhere and evidently ran into somebody with something. So,
well, I always like talking to you, Rick. When you come on, you always got some great information to share with us because, you know, it's amazing how your industry is actually growing because, you know, I'm a proponent of your technology. You know, when I get these calls at my office when people want me to come out and give them a price on painting their brick, you know, I stop them. I try to say, stop. Let me explain you about this proprietary dye stain that really works a lot better than painting your brick. So we're going to talk about that, why you should not paint your brick. But one of the questions I want to ask to start the show off is, of all of the times you and Don have been on the show and have been here, you heard me saying in my monologue, I don't think we ever talked about how you got started in the staining thing. What's the origin of this?
Okay. Well, that sort of goes back quite a bit, because Don Foster and I go back about 35 or 37 years. But basically, we both worked at the same brick company back in the day. And I was a plant engineer and working in plants with the kilns and running the kilns and quality control and et cetera. And Don was actually in sales, and he started out as a sales rep doing the whole state of Michigan and the upper half of Indiana. So he drove a lot. But then he ended up as a regional sales manager in Central Ohio, which is where I live and where I'm from. And so we worked at the same plant towards the end of the thing. And then during that process, we actually started this company on a back of a napkin in a restaurant one day.
Wow.
And so, and we parceled out shares. I think he got $100 worth of shares and I got $100 worth of shares. So we've been partners ever since, and we've been doing this staining thing just because the company that we work for manufactured millions of brick every year, and every brick company does, and they all sell these bricks all over the place, and the vast majority of them go into the wall and nobody has a problem with. But every once in a while, somebody puts some of the wrong brick in the wrong place, or some of the bricks came out of the kiln not quite looking the way they should look, and then they got past quality control and got out in the field. And so the company that we work for had 17 brick plants at one point. And so it just multiplied the possibility of error getting out there. And so we worked together on projects like that, where he would be in sales and have a problem, and I would come out of the plant, and we would go work on it. And that's where this whole staining idea came from. And I've just refined the process over the years to where and then Don Foster has helped all along the way. And then when he started a company on the napkin that one day.
Oh, that's an amazing story, I tell you. So, again, this all started, so compliant resolutions really started the whole thing, right, Rick?
Well, complaint resolution, yeah. We were doing only complaint resolution.
Okay.
And we did that for all these. One plant of the 17 plants could manufacture 60 million brick in a year. So you can see how the quantity goes up when you have 17 plants on it. And actually, some of the largest manufacturers now are doing 1 billion brick a year in manufacturing and selling brick all across the country.
Wow.
And some of them are nationwide, or some of them are actually in Australia and other places that they make bricks. So they're international brick manufacturers, so to speak. But yeah, complaint resolution started the whole thing because people would get something ugly on their brand new house or their brand new hospital or their brand new gymnasium at their high school. And then we would come and actually figure out how to make that look like it should or make the problem go away. So complaint resolution started the whole thing. Yes.
Wow. So complaints make up most of your business then, is what you're telling me, right?
Well, in the old days, yes. But we've been doing this now for almost 28 years. And so we have run across, we do all kinds of things for all kinds of people, and there's so many different things now going on where we've actually helped people put a new addition on their house, like put a new garage on, and then we changed their house to look like the garage brick or stone, and then they get a whole new house by just putting on a garage addition, something like that.
So, wow. So what is a makeover, though, Rick? I always want to ask you that.
Well, makeovers are when someone has a house that they've lived in, they like the house, it's a brick house, whatever it is, that's a block, or not a block, but a stone house or brick house. They bought the house because they liked all the amenities the house had and liked where it was located and they liked the way it was laid out or whatever, but they never really liked the brick. they never really thought it, they didn't buy it for the brick. And so that's like buying a used car. You don't always get the color you want, you know, but you buy one for other reasons. So people will come to us and they'll say, look, what can you do for us? They'll send us some pictures. And they'll do a water test for us. And then we will actually get a quote together and show them what we can do.
Well, Rick, hold on that thought right there. There's the music. Okay. I got to step away. We're talking to Rick Connor with Masonry Cosmetics right here on Home Talk USA. Streaming live on the World Wide Web. Also at GCNLive.com. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now, yeah? Yay!
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches that kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Yay, welcome back! to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget to check out our website at HometalkUSA.com, specifically our daily podcast. That's right. You can check it out where you can learn and listen to some of the great home improvement experts each day and every day. You can learn about the technologies, the background. It just makes sense that if you're going to make a very large investment in your home, it'd probably be the biggest investment you're going to make. You might as well get all the facts of the technologies that's out there. So check it out, HometalkUSA.com. All right, we're talking to a great friend of the show. His name is Rick Connor. He's CEO and chairman of the board of Masonry Cosmetics. We're talking about their proprietary brick staining dye product. As Rick always says, we are not paint. So if you're thinking about painting your bricks, stop a minute and learn a little bit about Masonry Cosmetics. But before the break, though, you was explaining a little bit about what is a makeover, and we got kind of caught for time, so I want to make sure that we address this issue again. So what is a makeover again, Rick?
Sure. So that's when someone has already have an existing house, and it's made with the brick or stone. And sometimes we just do the mortar color, by the way, and it makes it look like a different house. But they want to get a new look without tearing the house down and putting a new house up, and they don't want to. The cost of rebricking is ridiculous. It could be $3 to $5 a brick to take a bricks off a house and put new bricks on it. And so normally our cost for doing a makeover is less than 1% of what the house is worth. So it is a, like you just mentioned in your. Statement earlier there about how that people need to investigate how to do things economically. And so the makeover can be as simple as we could just take a brick range and add 10% darks to it, and that will make it look like a different brick. Even though it's 90% the same color, by adding a contrasting minority dark in the range of the brick, that's the way brick manufacturers do it. They actually have settings on their kiln where they can make it have 10% darks, 20% darks, but they can also turn that setting off and just have red bricks with no darks in it. And that's one of the ways that brick companies sell the same candy bar, or just like Almond Joy have nuts and Mounds don't.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So we do makeovers. They get pretty intensive. We do the whole house, but we also just do something that makes it look like, I mean, people, I told you the story before where the guy left. He had bought a white house on a cul-de-sac, and he went to work, and he went out of town because he worked for Ford up in Michigan. And when he came home, his wife got us to stain the house red as a surprise for him. And he came home and couldn't find his house. He drove down the cul-de-sac. That was kind of a funny one. So we do makeovers for all kinds of reasons for different people want to do. Just make something new look on that without spending a whole lot of money.
So what about additions and repairs, though?
Well, the difference there is things like we've done apartment complexes where they, in the old days, there would be a brick, be a hole left in the bricks, and they put an air conditioner in the hole for each apartment. And they've gone past that, and a lot of them upgrade and put better air conditioning systems in. And then they take the air conditioners out and fill the hole up, and then they have all these holes that looked different. It looked like they were did later because they were done later. And so we've done 28, 50 of those on different buildings. Sometimes they'll move a door. Sometimes they'll move a window or fill a window in and make a blank wall, try to make a blank wall. And it looks like a jigsaw puzzle when they get done. And so those are additions and some repairs. Also, we have what we call auto impact. Every day, insurance company guys I've talked to, every day about once a minute, somebody hits a building with a car,
yeah,
and punches a hole in it, and it can be on commercial buildings, like people backing up, trying to back out of a parking space and have it drive, and it won't go, and they give it more gas, and it jumps over the concrete dummy that's keeping them from going, and it just jumps up in the air and punches a car-sized hole in front of the parking space. Or it's new drivers, when teenagers are learning to drive, they can't quite park it in the garage slot like they're supposed to. And they hit the corner, they hit the edge, and they'll tear the whole corner of a garage down because they missed it by that much, if you know what I mean. So additions and repairs are a fact of life. They happen every day, and they're all over the country. There's no rhyme or reason to it other than human nature and the way humans do.
Well, hold on, Rick. We've got to take a short break. Right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, I'm talking to Rick Conner with Mason and Cosmetics. Stay tuned to the very best of home improvement information, education, Home Talk USA, right here with the Cajun contractor Michael King. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. I'll be right back. Yay!
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country with the man from the Bayou Land,
your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Yay! Welcome back. We're talking to Rick Connor. He is with Masonry Cosmetics. We're talking about their proprietary brick stain, proprietary brick dye. Some call it dye, some call it stain. Hey, Rick, I don't think you can go wrong with each terminology, right?
Yeah, they're both technically correct. I mean, they describe what's happening because paint puts a layer on top, and that's what we were talking about earlier about why you shouldn't paint things because it can lift and peel. And, well, not can, it will eventually. Paint does not last. And so having it described as a stain or dye is a better descriptive term, I think.
Well, Rick, before the break, though, you were talking about some of the additions and repairs you do. But, man, it sounds, when I was listening to you, that you, man, you guys have been involved in some horror stories, man.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We've had quite a few. I just actually, we've done the one where the lady used to be a contractor, so she hired a mason to put new brick on her new house, and he put the brick on, and she said, man, you did great. Don't even bother to clean it. Well, normally, every mason cleans the wall after they lay it up, so this would have saved him money. He could have taken the time and money that he had planned for the cleaning and just moved on down the road and put that in another project. So she left, and after she left, he was arrogant enough to think that she didn't know what she was talking about. So he went ahead and cleaned it with a power washer, and he cut it all up and put streaks and lines in it. And when she came back, she said, what did you do? I told you, don't clean it. And he said, well, you know, I'm the mason here, and you're just the owner, and I decided it needed clean. So then she says, well, what can we do now? He said, well, we can tear that down and relay it. So she goes and buys 5 more cubes of brick. And when she comes back, the wall is rebuilt, and the 5 cubes of brick are sitting there, and they've never been opened. Wow. And she said, well, what did you do? He said, well, that wall was just freshly laid up. All I did was take it down and turn the bricks around because they had a face on both sides. They were solid. And so I just rebuilt it back with the same brick. And she said, why didn't you tell me that? Why? Now I got 5 cubes of brick in my yard, and I have to do something with. I had them. I bought them. I had them delivered. Now I got to pay someone to come and take them away. So that's sort of a horror story there, but the worst one I heard was recently, and I've been doing this a long time, but we're doing a house now where they put $74,000 worth of stone on a garage addition.
Well, we have to run, my friend. I'm sorry, Rick. I know you got these do-it-yourself kits for sale on your website. Give us that website. How can we learn more about Masonry Cosmetics?
MasonryCosmetics.com.
Say it one more time.
MasonryCosmetics.com.
Hey, Rick Connor, thank you so much. Give Don my love and give Peggy my love, man. Y'all doing great. Okay, thank you.
I will tell them for you.
All right. All right, we're going to take... Wow, that about does it. Wow. Another hour, the very best of home improvement information education. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA,